This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to Christmas, Adam. Eve shouldn't get all the credit, right? I mean, Christmas, Adam.
Like, what's he talking about?
I usually do Christmas Eve, but I...
The day before?
Yes, he kind of gave me an idea to go with the... Yeah, exactly. So, it's Christmas, Adam. Adam before Eve. Right there. How about that? Welcome to the program, folks. We count down to Christmas. I had a rather unfortunate incident happen here a few minutes ago. You ever look on Facebook and they give you memories from a number of years ago?
Oh, sure. Yep.
One from 8 years ago came up this morning. It's not a good memory. It was Christmas Day, 8 years ago today. And I decided that my wife is the tidy one in the family, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm the messy one in the family.
Okay.
I've got the piles. I've got the right. So
yep.
It's always this this yin and yang of messy versus not so messy.
But the piles are organized at least.
And they are. Yeah. Exactly.
That's
right.
Me too.
So anyway, we had this one drawer. We still have the drawer where Band-Aids, a couple of screwdrivers, and batteries are located. You have one of those drawers?
Oh,
just kind of a catch-all drawer?
Yeah, junk drawer.
And the stuff is all over in there, right? I mean, there's screws flying around, and there's Band-Aids in different packages, and, this package has one Band-Aid. Mm-hmm. Okay, you get what I'm saying. And I thought what I would do is buy a battery organizer. Have you seen the battery organizer before? Where you get all the D's in one row, and then the C's, and a couple rows of the double A's, and you got a couple of the 9 volts, and they all go in a little organizer. And you have even a little tester.
Nice.
With that, so you can see. Does that not sound like euphoria to you?
That would work, yeah.
Yeah.
Be good.
Well, I put actual batteries in and wrapped that and put it under the tree. Didn't go over so well. And now I've been ridiculed for 8 years.
Oh, yeah.
By family and friends.
It's like the year my dad gave my mom a coffee grinder and a coffee maker.
Yeah.
And she really didn't drink coffee that much.
He did or what?
Yeah.
This was for me. Yeah. That's sort of like me getting dogs for my birthday.
Like a lead balloon.
I don't need another dog. I'm okay with the amount of dogs we have. Anyway, I thought the battery organizer was pretty cool. So I've shared the photo on Facebook. So if you want to take a look at that, you can. I would like to know how many people in our audience take their advice on what makes up a good Christian from a magazine or a newspaper. In other words, do you look to the opinion of a magazine or a newspaper . You want their advice on what makes a good Christian? I think most folks heard about last week's editorial in a magazine called Christianity Today. I don't know much about Christianity Today, but I've since heard some reports that evidently at one point it had some pretty good circulation. It was doing okay and has really sort of fallen out of favor a little bit. And Billy Graham owned it at one point, doesn't anymore. So they sort of play off the name, but there's very low circulation. It's not that big a deal. Some editor was leaving. He writes this editorial as sort of a swan song. That's how they get invited to stuff. See, they go to the junkets when they rip on Trump and act like they're holier than thou. You know, they get the invites to the good, cushy stuff. Yeah, come down here to a Four Seasons. We'll put you and the wife up for, a few days. And that's how it works. And now there are Me Too editorials that are popping up around the country. Okay? So, I want to read you one of them. And I'd like your response to this. I'm going to try my level best not to respond because I really want to know what you have to say about it. This comes from the Fargo Forum yesterday under the headline, How Can Christians Be Trump Supporters? Now, the headline alone is really offensive to me because it basically is saying you can't be Christian and a Trump supporter. And, you know, that's dangerous territory. I don't know that a newspaper is equipped to level that charge your way. I don't. So I immediately become uncomfortable. And to tell you the truth, I didn't read it. I stopped there, and I just rolled my eyes and said, there's another one. There's another one. They know better. So, but I the one thing I love about this audience and this program is when a particular question or issue comes up, the wisdom, the thoughtfulness that comes from you, and I'm not pandering. I mean this sincerely. It is the best. When people come to me and say, hey, I like that show, I say, I love it too. I mean, because the listeners drive it. The comments that come from them are what make it so fun because you're so smart. And I very often have to say, don't think you don't have something to offer. You do. Everybody in this audience does. Your voice matters. People that are in the shadows, wondering, hear you. It influences things. It pushes them back. So I'm going to read the editorial, and then I'll take your calls, okay? 701-258-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. If you're local to 701. Otherwise, wherever you're listening, 855-200-1776. Maybe you've already read this. If you have, you don't need me to read it, but I'm going to read it for those that are there. At this time of year, when Christians are celebrating the birth of Christ, and at a time when our country is more polarized than ever, we're pondering a riddle. Should avowed Christians support President Trump? Frankly, it's difficult to conceive of a high office holder whose personal life and divisive leadership are less Christ-like than those of Trump. It's easy to come up with examples, in fact, of Trump's statements and actions that utterly contradict the teachings of Jesus. Jesus taught his followers to welcome the stranger and not to oppress foreigners. Trump has railed against illegal immigrants, sought to ban Muslim immigrants, and has sharply reduced the number of refugees allowed into the country. Jesus taught compassion for the poor and downtrodden. He told his followers, how they treat the poor is how they treat him. The poor don't figure among the Trump administration priorities. Seriously? I said I wasn't going to comment, but have you seen the job numbers lately? Come on. When it's blatantly obvious you're twisting facts, you lose credibility. I'll continue. Jesus taught his followers to love your neighbors and even your enemies. Well, Trump has sowed division, turning this into a country that hates its neighbors. Do we hate our neighbors?
No. I don't hate mine.
I don't hate mine. Jesus said that the meek shall inherit the earth and told his followers to turn the other cheek. Trump demonizes anyone who disagrees with him. One of the Ten Commandments is not to bear false witness against your neighbor. Trump lies habitually. Another commandment forbids adultery. Trump made hush payments to conceal alliances with a former playmate, model, and stripper. By the way, that is, A, we don't know that. We don't know what that was. B, something he's told his own pastor, the things that have happened in his past, he's absolutely ashamed of.
That's what I keep saying.
And wants in his past. I mean,
yeah.
Oh my God.
Between his wife and his pastor and his God and himself.
Yeah, and again, all of that speculation. That's speculation. Doesn't belong in a factual statement related to Trump. In short, there is a fundamental conflict between what Jesus taught and demanded of his followers and what Trump says and does. We ask, if you call yourself a Christian, how can you be a Trump supporter? Here's the question I'd like you to answer for them. They write, are we missing something? Trump clearly has pandered to the religious right, one of his key constituencies. Okay, I've got to inject here, too. Pandered to the religious right. In other words, the religious right is so dumb, they see someone pandering to them and support them, even though he's just pandering them. Because they're stupid.
How does that work?
Many conservative Christians praise Trump for his judicial appointments. He's named two justices to the Supreme Court and a slate of federal judges who were vetted by conservatives for their views, notably opposition to abortion. Religious conservatives yearn, among other goals, to reverse Roe v. Wade, the 1973 decision legalizing abortion. No, we yearn to save unborn children. That's what we yearn to do. We yearn to protect and defend human life, because that's what Christians do. They regard human life as precious, something a newspaper editorial writer will never understand. There's more. Don't go away.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to pccnd.com.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Prong to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Prong explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Cronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Cronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Cronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Hey, Bison fans, make sure to join us every Monday and Friday on What's On Your Mind as four-time national champion Nate Tangway gives you an inside look at the road to Frisco. Hear his experiences, perspective, recaps, and previews of the playoff games, plus his weekly podcast, The Lost Boys, at am1100theflag.com. Get the inside scoop on life in the playoffs with former Bison defensive lineman Nate Tangway right here on What's On Your Mind every Monday and Friday. Brought to you by Gate City Bank, who says, Go Bison!
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to pccnd.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
I was sitting there selling turnips on a flatbed truck, crunching on a
Christmas music
when she pulled up. She
I don't think so.
Where's our, Christmas music? See, we're, everybody's so used to push a different button, see? But we want the Christmas music button.
I get you a little Christmas.
There you go.
The Christmas song.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
Beautiful, 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 yes.
Jack Frost nipping at your nose.
How about a little Oh Holy Night, too, coming up, Kim?
You got it.
Oh Holy Night, I like that. Be nice. You know, oil and natural gas from North Dakota strengthens all of America, and through our abundance of talents, innovations, and technologies, energy responsibly produced here translates to worldwide economic stability. With producers in our communities working together, we're securing a sustainable future that generation after generation can build on. It's all happening right now with the Energy of North Dakota. Learn more at energyofnorthdakota.com. Robert Bismarck, you're first to go here. I'm just going to finish the editorial. I would like the audience to tell me what they think of the Fargo Forum making a statement, asking the question, how can Christians be Trump supporters? How could you? How could you possibly do this, people? Oh, my gosh. Are you that stupid? That's the theme of this. So they go on to say, they're talking about, there was that federal judge thing. And, there was the, pro-life stuff. But, that, you know, if that's the case, they've struck an unsavory bargain. They've made a whopping ends justifies the means rationalization and placed themselves on a morally slippery slope. Where will that downward path lead? Is that bargain worth it? Some observations by Timothy J. Keller, an influential evangelical leader and theologian who doesn't generally make it into Fargo Forum editorials, but because he was interviewed by The Atlantic, they read it, are worth noting here. He believes most Christians are just nowhere nearly as deeply immersed in the scripture and in theology as they are in their respective social media bubbles and newsfeed bubbles. To be honest, I think the woke evangelicals are just much more influenced by MSNBC and liberal Twitter. The conservative Christians are much more influenced by Fox News and their particular loops. See, you're dumb again. You really don't know. You kind of think you're Christian, but you're really not. They're just so much smarter than you. Folks, if you just realize these newspaper editorials drip with wisdom and knowledge that if you only would get, everything would be fine. I digress. Regardless of one's faith tradition. I missed one part here. Both, Keller said, were immersed in those worlds 8 to 10 hours a day and go to church once a week, and they're just not immersed in the kind of biblical theological study that would nuance that stuff. Regardless of one's faith, Trump stands as a leader who has shredded norms and values and morals. Morals, oh my gosh. He has undeniably used his office for personal gain. How's that? He's lost money. He's lost money. This is a big one with the angry left. Oh, this is all about Trump. This is it for his personal gain. Whoa. Seriously, his balance sheet is about one half what it was today. He's lost money because he's not running his company. He set that aside. And all the people that hate him for his policies don't go to his hotels. So there's no personal gain whatsoever. Nothing. If you believe there is, then give me your documentation. He has undeniably used his office for personal gain and for the benefit of his sons, daughter, and son-in-law. Again, please show me. Yet the far right refuses to hold him accountable. Oh, the far right. That's you, Kevin. You're the far right.
And as soon as you say show me or do the math or provide any substantial backing to your claim, the crickets start chirping.
We are supposed to be a nation of laws, not of men. Our Constitution spells out separation of powers as well as checks and balances between equal branches of government. However we deal with Trump's misconduct, there will be consequences for the country and for the conservative causes. We want a viable, upright conservative party to shape policy. No, you don't. No, you don't at all. You may want a Republican party of, Dwight D. Eisenhower, but you don't. Trust me, this newspaper doesn't want conservative party shaping policy. Those who believe they are being loyal to a party for their support of Trump should think of the long term, not merely of the next election, and should think of their country before their party. And they might ask, what would Jesus do? We have news for Christians. Trump wasn't a Christian before he took office, and he won't be after he leaves office. Holy buckets.
Wow.
They end with a judgment on whether or not Trump is a Christian. I wonder if the editorial writer, which I'm guessing is Jack Zaleski, who writes for the entire newspaper, sad that that's something that has to be said, but the entire newspaper and some very good people and a very good family have their name on this because this is the way some people at that paper think. And for a newspaper to say someone is not Christian, you don't have that ability to know. Now, I've talked to people that actually have been in the room with Donald Trump when Christianity is a robust topic. They include Mike Lindell. Talked to him personally many times. They include Paula White, his pastor. And by the way, his pastor that has been ministering to him since 2012, long before he was president. So it wasn't about any kind of, you know, conversion, if you will, for the presidency. And Ben Carson told a very interesting story, because I was a Ben Carson supporter. I liked Ben Carson a lot. I just didn't see him as having enough of the fighter spirit that Trump does. And I said, but, you know, tell me a little bit about his faith walk. He said, a sponge. Can't get enough of it. That's why he has so many evangelical leaders around him, because they're very good at shaping him, teaching him, ministering to him. He's a sponge. He's a baby Christian. He's learning. He's growing. In Paula White's book, he talks about how ashamed he was of his past and failed marriages and everything else, and how everything was about work. So, you know, you're judging him from a Newsweek perspective, not a perspective of somebody who's been around him. But I want to know what you think. I honestly do. I don't. I'm not going to weigh in anymore. I'm done. Said more than I wanted to. I want to hear what listeners think. People that actually read that with the Fargo form deciding for you who's a Christian and who isn't. Robin Bismarck, go ahead.
I guess I got one quick thing to say. Mr. Campbell once called my wife a bad Christian because she opposed one of his bills that he was trying to pass. And it was the drug testing of people on welfare. And she didn't think it was fair to make them kids go hungry if their parents couldn't pass the drug test. And he straight out said, well, you're a bad Christian. So I don't know. I think it's thrown around too much. I mean, you either are a Christian or you're not. I don't know if there's good or bad. So.
Well, and Rob, I would also say it's, you know, it's impossible to play that game, right? I mean, what the Fargo Forum is doing is taking their politics and their dislike of President Trump, who's done many, many things. I'm watching right now on Fox News a event at the White House on mental health, on getting to the bottom of mental health. Now, why is Donald Trump the first one to do that? Why hasn't that been done by previous presidents? Is that a good Christian? I think so. So, dangerous game.
Hot Spring Spa is a pool table too. Probably most famous for the hot spring spa. I have one. Absolutely love them. Great selection right now. Great financing. But the saunas are pretty amazing too, Vince. Why should somebody consider a sauna purchase?
Well, what we do in life, life's tough. And I don't care who you are. By the end of the day, we're beat up pretty good, you know, whether it's physically, mentally, or relationally. But sauna does some great health and wellness things. It detoxes. It increases your circulation. It relieves stress the right way. It's reducing dementia, as they say now, and also reducing your chance of a heart attack by 50%. So who doesn't want to live better and live longer? That's what this product will do for you.
They're simple to install and also some great financing too now, right?
Yeah, you can get into a sauna for about $30, $40 a month. That is incredible wellness at an inexpensive price. And literally, you can set it up in less than 10 minutes.
Hot Springs, spas, and pool tables, too. Come on in. Check them out online. Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Minot, too. Tell them Scott sent you to Hot Springs, spas, and pool tables, too.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A Saudi Arabian court has sentenced five people to death in connection with the murder of Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi. He was killed at the Saudi consulate in Turkey in April of last year. Alan Johnston is a Middle East analyst speaking here on the BBC.
Five people have been handed down. Another three have been jailed for a total of 24 years. The prosecutor also saying that Saud al-Qahtani, a very senior aide to the Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, having been examined but not charged and will not face any penalty at all.
It's not snow that will be affecting holiday travelers this week, but heavy rain. Today it will hammer the Gulf Coast, Southeast, and the West Coast as well. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Town, and so is Nat King Cole. So let's, Kev, can I have a little Nat King Cole?
Oh, you want a little hold in? Oh, yeah. Anytime.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of the dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared.
In this and the soul season of giving, you can give a life-changing gift, the gift of education, for yourself or someone you love. Complete a bachelor's degree or a graduate degree or learn new skills with a certificate from the University of Mary. The University of Mary offers truly affordable, flexible adult education. You can count on the university for the best quality education at a seriously affordable price. And your success is their priority. At Mary, you matter. And they're with you every step of the way to make sure you succeed. During this hectic holiday time and year-round, the University of Mary makes it possible to earn your degree with flexible classes. So you can do online, you can do in the evenings, do choose the best way you learn while still working and spending time with your family. Give a gift that lasts a lifetime and take the next step to reach your career goals with a degree from the University of Mary. Classes start in January and February. Call the friendly admission reps at the University of Mary to get started. 701-355-8030 or find them online at umary.edu/discover more. All right, let's see here. I'm going to go to Ryan in Fargo, and we have some off-air calls as well. 800-228-0550, our toll-free telephone number. Go ahead, Ryan, you're up.
I'm going to comment, and then all you do is comment. I love it. I love it when you interject on this stuff, because usually I'm screaming at my radio, and you're taking that away from me, which is a good thing.
Well, I can't help it. I can't help it, but I did try and refrain a little, so.
Well, you know what? If you have the next hour, you and I can pick this thing apart line by line. This stuff offends me beyond offends me because, you know what? I just celebrated my 40th spiritual birthday. In other words, I gave my life to Christ 40 years ago, December 16th, 1979. I have been a student of the Bible, intensive study for 40 years. This guy is playing the devil. They're taking scripture out of context. They're not finishing what really happens. They're telling you how Christ felt without having a clue. It's the same thing the devil did when he was trying to tempt Christ in the after 40 days in the wilderness. He used Scripture to try and destroy Christ. You know what Christ did? Threw Scripture right back in his face, put it into context, and destroyed the devil. And I tell you what, he who is without sin, cast the first stone. There is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that doeth good. There is nobody on this earth that has not sinned. And the Bible also says, and I'm just quoting Scripture right now, that if you offend in speaking about the Ten Commandments, if you offend in even one area, in other words, if you lie, Scott, you have committed murder, is what the Bible says. If you offend in one area, you have offended in all.
Once yeah, by the way, another one is gossiping is killing a part of somebody. If I'm saying something about Kevin behind his back, I'm gossiping, I'm killing him, right? I mean, yeah, thou shalt not kill. So you're completely 100% correct. Here's the thing, Ryan, I always struggle with, do you even acknowledge it? Because it's just a bunch of, it's a bunch of garbage. There's nothing here. There is, however, a view held by many on the left of this. So, what I think is they lack an understanding of Christianity. They really don't, they're mocking us for not understanding Christianity by supporting Trump, when in fact they don't understand Christianity, because Trump has never said, I'm not a sinner. Trump has never said, I'm a perfect guy. You know, I don't think what they understand is that we're all sinners. I don't think they get that. So, I mean, do you respond to this? Do you punch back, for lack of a better term? Do you try and point out their errors of their way, or do you ignore a bunch of heathens?
Well, in my life, it gets to the point where you're right. A lot of times you need to ignore it, but eventually you do need to punch back. And when Trump comes after these people, Jesus did the same thing. Jesus was out there calling the Pharisees and the scribes hypocrites and vipers. He chewed on them. These were the most religious people of their time, and he ripped them apart. He was in the temple turning over the money changers' table, saying, you will not make my Father's house a place of merchants. And it's like Christ had an anger, and he lit into these people. In the Old Testament, you talk about going after the Muslims, are not letting the Muslims come in. I'm sorry, but God sent his army of Israel to utterly destroy nations. And that was because he knew what was to come. And when they didn't utterly destroy those nations, they let them go. The whole world of Islam has been able to become what they have become because they didn't follow God's commands.
Yeah, God, good point. Another line. Another line, Jesus taught his followers to welcome the stranger and not to oppress foreigners. Okay, a couple things there. We do! we do, and we always have. But at what point do you say, I mean, the argument you could take from that is open borders, right? And by the way, some people on the religious left want open borders. They want open borders. They see no reason for borders. Well, we know what that would mean. It would destroy the country. But there again,
but we are still up for justice. You can't have open borders and justice. You vet the people that want to come in. As long as they're law-abiding citizens, we welcome them. There's no stopping these people. We're trying to stop the MS-13 and the pedophiles and the sex traffickers and the drug dealers and stuff like that. And there's nothing unscriptural about that.
Last question I have for you, Ryan. How can Christians support abortion? I'm gonna take their question, how can Christians be Trump supporters, and say, we'll play this game, since we could do this all day long. How can Christians support abortion?
Well, like I said, give me the next hour. Because the other point is, look at the alternative. You've got Trump out there against abortion, against a lot of things that are so anti-scriptural. The alternative is to go to somebody who wants to rule. These are the people who want to rule like an aristocracy and keep us peasants under their thumb and with socialism and whatever else. They want abortion upon demand, even after a child is born. You can't tell me that's scriptural. And there are so many just vile things. The alternative in 2016 was Hillary Clinton, and she is nothing but an evil person and a criminal. I have had other Christians sit and tell me, there's no way Trump is a Christian because of what he's done. Well, you know what? I've done terrible things too. That doesn't mean I'm not a Christian. Who died and made you the Holy Spirit to decide who and who is not going to heaven?
I asked a bishop that we had in the Fargo Diocese a number of years ago, Samuel Aquila, about, you know, the teaching of the church related to innocent life being a child in the womb, right? And he said to take that life or support the taking of that life is an intrinsic evil. And he also said that if someone is of the Catholic faith, this is the teaching of the Catholic Church, Bishop Aquila, and is in a position to change that. In other words, a politician, okay, an elected leader. And they support that. The support is equal to actually having an abortion.
Absolutely.
It's an intrinsic evil. Those two words. Now, folks, there's a whole lot of people in that category. A whole lot of people in that category. Some of them write editorials. And, you know, and again, I'm not trying to be some theologian here. I'm telling you what I was told by a bishop related to this. You're messing with your salvation when you're doing that. So they ought not be lecturing anybody. They ought to get their own house in order. Ryan, well done. Thank you so much. Please call again. Off-air called. What was the young lady that had a comment a moment ago? Kev, go ahead and roll that.
Hi, yes, you were asking the question of the editorial about how can Christians support Trump. Well, Trump is for saving innocent lives of children, while the Democrats are for destroying those children and taking their lives. The Dems in, I can't remember if it was a convention of 2016, 2018, where they were trying to get God removed from their party, and it took them 3 votes to finally include God. So... And Nancy Pelosi says she was praying for Trump. In the same step, she was saying for 2.5 years they've been trying to impeach him. So was she praying that they'd finally get the impeachment to go through? Or what exactly was she praying for? This impeachment thing has cost us millions and millions of dollars that we could have used for Social Security, for so many other things, that for farmers, for people that are homeless, for the veterans, and they've wasted this money. Just one allegation after another, and all unfounded and all untrue. And now another game with the Senate thing, not sending the impeachment over to the Senate. You know what? It's enough. American people are sick and tired of it. And these news media people that are just playing the game and playing along, and it seems like they would rather destroy America if they could just get Trump out of there. How insane. Have a great day and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
Insane's a good word.
Texter says, when we invaded Iraq, neighboring countries took in millions of refugees. Do I have to tell you that they are Muslim countries? Somebody else will have to translate that. Tim, on the road, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Well, thank you for taking my call, Scott. I'll just quote this one scripture. Judge not that ye be not judged. With what measure you judge, you shall be judged.
Yeah, I mean, it's dangerous, right? It's darn dangerous.
Yes.
You got to stand up for what's right. You got to say what you believe. That's fine. But if you're casting a judgment, I mean, again, let me just use the issue I just said, intrinsic evil. Okay, the teaching of the Catholic Church, how many years of teaching? Intrinsic evil is something that Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi both subscribe to. Where's the editorials on that?
Well, yes, exactly. Exactly right. Anyone who supports abortion shows openly.
And I don't know about you, but I consider that one of the most important things we fight for. I think it's our Holocaust.
Exactly right.
And so if I have somebody that's fighting and doing something about it, of course I'm going to support him. And am I going to recognize that he has some flaws in other areas? Absolutely. But you know what? Finally, people have someone fighting for them and for what they believe in. That's what the dum-dums don't get. Red Rock Auto is in Watford City, North Dakota, with Dodge and Chrysler products, Jeep as well. Adam Nelson, the owner, is with us. What brought you to Watford City?
I think it was really the perspective that we got after we came out into Williston with the Ford dealership up there. And being that close to Watford City, it gave us a firsthand perspective on the amount of activity, the amount of commerce, the amount of real industry around the Watford City area.
What's the environment like in Watford City for an entrepreneur?
We found it just very inviting. The way they kind of greet you with open arms in Watford City, everyone from the planning and zoning to city officials, they make it easy to do business in Watford City.
What would you want current and future residents of the Watford City and the region to know about Red Rock Auto?
Well, we're here to serve you. We want to build relationships and serve this community for a long time. Watford City it's been a great place to set up a business in. And so when you're out about the state, I encourage people to come this direction.
Ethanol is important to agriculture and all of North Dakota. Jody Hoff, Richardson, North Dakota, tells us about the community impact from the Richardson ethanol plant.
It's been a fantastic impact. The whole region of North Dakota seen corn acres increase, simply put, a lot over the last 10, almost 12 years since Red Trail's been operating. A high percentage of their distiller's grain is in the wet or modified form, which is shipped, you know, directly from the plant to feedlots for cattle feed. And in this part of North Dakota, that's a big deal. When you look at corn, and basically you look at the corn basis, we have a nice low basis here in Richardson for where we're at, western North Dakota. Yes, we're getting top dollar because of the low basis, and we have the benefit of only trucking it maybe 5, 10, 30 miles if you're, you know, happen to be that close to Richardson. But guys definitely come from 100 miles away, too.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities like Richardson, North Dakota. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Said the night wind to the little lamb, do you see what I see? Way up in the sky, little lamb.
These are the kind of songs that make it Christmas.
Do you see what I see?
Put you right there.
Guess the singer.
In that Christmas spirit.
A star.
Celine Dion?
Close. Vanessa Williams.
Oh, I love Vanessa Williams. Haven't heard. She got a great voice. She doesn't do much anymore, does she?
No, not really.
Yeah, she's fabulous.
With a tail
Hey, if you're in a pinch for a last-minute Christmas gift, I still have an idea for you. My Pillow is the way to go. It really is. And even if you can't get it before Christmas, just get a little picture and say, it's coming. It's coming. It'll be your 26th. Show them the little UPS tag. Because right now, about everything they have is on sale, up to 50% off. MyPillow.com, radio listener specials link, you'll find the body pillow, $89.99, $29.99. That's right, it's down from $89.99 on sale for $29.99. My personal favorite is the sheets, because if you have these sheets, you'll never own a different set of sheets ever. They are that good, and they're so easy to put on. And you buy one, you get one, plus free shipping on the sheets right now. MyPillow Towels, new product, 30% off with the promo code SCOTT. Lots of great colors. All of this at MyPillow.com, promo code SCOTT, or call 800-506-9028. Let me get Alan Medora in here, and we're going to continue this conversation after the top of the hour, but we're going to talk a little Bison football here in a moment. But let me first get Alan here. He's been waiting a while. Al, what's on your mind?
Oh, I just want to bring up Trump and his wife have proved more to Christianity than any president I can remember in a long time. And the young lady before you that was talking about this impeachment, we spent, what, $35 million on the Russia hoax? I'd love to know, please get us the dollar amount on this impeachment deal. To me, there's about $1 million each state could have got for, like that lady said, homeless, veterans, things like that. And I believe it has got to come to an end. It's a joke. It just fires my blood up. I make sure I don't watch MSNBC because I know our TVs are keeping track of who we're watching. So I make sure I stay on Fox and I let them do all the talking. And one other quick thing I want to let, before I let you, when Nadler made a comment 2 weeks ago that we can't go by the choice of the people, I hope as this election goes on, they keep playing that tape when he just talks about that. Because you tell me, then what are we supposed to do if we can't go with the choice of the people for our president?
Good point, Sal. A lot of common sense with that Western air and Medora. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Let's get Nate in here, should we? Nate's Note, sponsored by Gate City Bank, with locations all across North Dakota, joined by four-time national champ Nate Tangway. Nate, welcome back to What's on Your Mind. Are you fired up after the weekend?
Sound to Texas and have a great time, eat some awesome barbecue, drink some beer, and hang out with the fans, man. It's going to be great.
Yeah, you were a little nervous going into the game just because you saw, you know, the potential for Montana State to nip us, but there wasn't much danger, was there?
No, not at all. It's, you know, their guy, Anderson, didn't play at all. He got a torn PCL, so that helped us out a lot. But honestly, man, I don't see how a team can stop us this year. 14-0 going into this final game. James Madison is obviously legit and it's going to be an awesome atmosphere. But, you know, after seeing these guys and how they're doing, I don't think we lose.
The thing that worries me is just math, right? I mean, to have that many wins and have that many, that string of success at Frisco, and you got James Madison who, I understand there's a little bad blood between us and James Madison, too. Is that one of the reasons you want us to play them?
Oh yeah, 100%. I do not like those guys at all. 2016, they're the reason, you know, I don't have 5 national championship rings. I only have 4. So, I mean, I'm pretty pissed off about that. still, and always will be. And I know a bunch of other guys are. And then in the 2017 championship, I mean, that was just, you know, an awesome game. Happy to beat them, you know, in such a close one. And, it's going to be the same thing, man. It's going to be a dogfight. It's going to be super close. And I'm excited to see this one because they got a good squad, especially their QB linemen.
So, I mean, how do they match up? I mean, do you foresee a epic battle, or do you see the Bison have the edge if they play their game? What are your thoughts going in?
Well, I mean, the thing you can say about James Madison, I know for a fact they're impaired, you know, and that's number one is the mental game going up against the Bison. You get a lot of teams that are scared or nervous. And those type of deals, and it just takes them out of the game right away. And those guys are none of that. So they got a good, they got a good quarterback in DiNucci back there. And then their two D linemen are both All American studs. Our offensive line is going to have a tough day with those two dudes. So that'll be exciting. And that's the matchup to watch: is our offensive line versus their defense line, because they got some good coaching there too.
in the run-up to this this playoff effort to get to Frisco again, there were occasions where there were not every seat filled in the Fargo Dome, and almost a little bit of take-it-for-granted attitude going. I really hope if folks are thinking about, do I go, do I not go, that they absolutely go and go with a vengeance and have a great time and be loud and be proud, because this is no time to let our guard down and have it kind of be ho-hum, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And the one thing you always say about Frisco is, like, you never know when's the last time. This could be the absolute last time that we go. You have no idea. This is a game that gets everybody off their feet. Montana State, people were excited about it, thought it was going to be a close game. That's why it sold out. We already saw the Illinois State game. That's why people weren't excited. And
that's right,
14,000.
And I'm telling you, Frisco is fun. So get down there, have a good time. Thanks, Nate. Talk with you tomorrow. Citibank.
Our region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next-generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The letters IRS give you anxiety. I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.